From Spark and Anvil and Sleuth Lab, this is Fiber in Chapter 1 of the Sleuth Lab cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Fiber is a small spider tween with 6 fuzzy legs. A large magnifying glass hangs from a cord around her neck.
She is cheerful, never scary. Her attentive eyes miss nothing, because she loves the world of very small things.
I am Fiber. I see the world's tiny handshakes. The small things tell the biggest stories, if you know how to look.
She teaches the first primitive of forensics, trace evidence, the small stuff left behind, fibers, hairs, and paint flecks.
My principle is simple. It's called Locard's exchange principle. Every single contact leaves a trace.
Every context, a wool thread on a chair or a speck of dust on a sleeve, are clues that two surfaces have met.
Fiber grew up in a village of webkeepers. Her family tended delicate ornamental webs spun by generations of spiders.
By age 6, I knew the lesson. Small threads matter. Gentle hands and careful eyes are the most important tools.
At her sleuth lab interview, Inspector Vex asked her one direct question. What is trace evidence?
I answered, every contact leaves a trace. The discipline is asking what the evidence actually supports and what alternative explanations exist.
The inspector simply nodded. You are appointed.
Every contact, every trace. That's the whole principle. That's what makes the smallest things so important.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14.
Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever.
Curriculum aligned to Common Core and Next Generation Science Standards.
Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.